Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Pastor Donald Perkins continues his verse-by-verse study of the Book of Revelation. And then a little later, Pastor Larry will share some needed wisdom on the idea of the lost tribes of Israel. It's calendar season here at Watchmen on the Wall. Have you ordered your 2026 calendar? Each year, we produce a calendar to raise funds for our prison ministry. This special ministry provides Bibles, prayer, and encouragement to prisoners across the country. This year, our calendar theme is Beyond the Veil. Created by Marginal Mysteries host Micah Van Hus, the Beyond the Veil 2026 calendar includes stunning imagery, a guide to reading through the Bible in a year, the major Jewish holidays, and a very special Get One, Give Two. That means each calendar you order will provide two free calendars for incarcerated individuals through our Onesimus Prison Ministry. This calendar, with its one-of-a-kind images, is perfect for daily encouragement, Bible study inspiration, or as a very meaningful gift. So order your Beyond the Veil calendar today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. We do have special discounts available for multiple orders, so if you order more than one calendar, make sure you ask for the discount. You can also order on our website, too. Visit swrc.com. Really, friends, this year's calendar is truly one that you don't want to miss out on. 1-800-652-1144. Here is today's teacher, Pastor Donald Perkins.
We're continuing our series, Understanding the Book of Revelation, Program 31. Again, I've been enjoying this series as we're looking at Revelation chapter 12. In chapter 12, we're looking at the sun-clothed woman. We're looking at the man-child. We're looking at the great red dragon. We're going to learn a lot of things in reference to this wonderful action-packed chapter. Now, last week when I was with you, we were looking at the identification of the 144,000. So I want to continue there. Literally, I want to pick up there and continue looking at the man-child. I gave a number of examples of what other people may have taught or who they thought the 144,000 are. Again, I shared with you, I do hold to a view that the 144,000 in chapter 12 represent the man-child that would be delivered at the time when Israel is in travail. Now, last time, I close out with a quote that I want to pick up with the same quote from Dr. John G. Hall from his book called Prophecy Marches On, the Book of Revelation. Listen what he says in regards to the woman and the 144,000 being the man-child. He said this, "It has been seen that the woman can be none other than Israel. Since she gives birth to the man-child, he also must be Jewish and not Gentiles or the church." And I brought the point that, again, the man-child being called the church is totally disqualified because the church is raptured before the Great Tribulation, so it cannot be a part of the church. He said, "Nor the Gentiles or the church, which is Gentiles for the most part." He goes on to say, "The woman is not a single individual, but a group of people. It follows then that neither her child is an individual, but a group of people also." And I really like that part because if the nation, the sun-clothed woman is the nation of Israel, then her child has to also be the children of that nation. This child cannot be one individual. And again, this also disqualifies it being Jesus Christ. I'm going to continue. We're going to see it. I'm going to pick up again. It says, "The woman is not a single individual, but a group of people. It follows then that neither is her child an individual, but a group of people also. Some have advanced the theory that the man-child is Christ, but this theory cannot be, for this event takes place in the middle of the tribulation. Christ has been born, he died, He was resurrected and he's taken to heaven. In the book of Acts, the Bible says he was caught up, that his disciples watch him going to heaven. The scripture says that we have in heaven the man Christ Jesus. I always like to reiterate, I have to do this because it's going to help you understand this. Chapter 12 is during the middle part of the Great Tribulation. It is a certain dispensation. It is the time of wrath. It is the time of God's judgment upon his people Israel. This has nothing to do with the birth of Christ here. And again, we're going to go a little bit further and see. So I want to go back to the text, Revelation chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. We're going to look again at the text, talking about this woman giving birth to this man child. Revelation chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. It says, "And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she have a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, or 1,260 days, or the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation." Now, these verses are so powerful. It gives us a lot of understanding about what's going to happen. Here we have the woman, the nation of Israel, not Mary, the nation of Israel. She's in travail. She's about to bring forth her child. She's about to deliver her child, a man child. We know the man child, I believe, represents the 144,000 Jews that are born again during the time of tribulation, because God's going to have them there during that time. The Bible says here that this man child will rule with a rod of iron. Now, again, for those of you who didn't see last week's program, I know you say, "Well, Brother Perkins, this has to be Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that Jesus Christ will rule with a rod of iron." That is true. Christ will rule with a rod of iron. But I shared last week that not only Christ will rule, but even the glorified saints and those saints that have been resurrected all the way up prior to the millennial kingdom beginning, all glorified saints will reign with Christ, and therefore they will also have the same ability to rule with a rod of iron. The rod of iron ruling means that they will have authority over the nations. And again, this is a promise not only that Christ will fulfill that prophecy, but he's also extended that promise to us, the church, and also the glorified. I went through a list of those that will also be qualified to rule and to reign: Old Testament saints, the church, the 144,000 witnesses here, the tribulation saints who die as martyrs. They will also reign and rule with the rod of iron during the millennial kingdom, because they will be glorified. They will be resurrected and glorified, thus qualifying them to rule and reign. I like to say again, those that are glorified, those are the ones that will no longer have the sin nature. And this is why Christ will use us during the millennial kingdom to help him govern and to rule. Now, I also close up looking at a verse found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 7 and 8. And I want to read that verse again, because I believe that this verse also helps us to identify the man-child as being the 144,000. So I'm going to read the text again in verse number 7 of Isaiah 66. The prophet wrote, "Before she travailed, before Israel travailed, she brought forth..." Before her pain came, before she went into travail, she was delivered of a man-child. Now, it parallels Revelation chapter 12. When Israel is in travail, the sun-clothed woman, she's about to deliver her child. But here it tells us that this is a man-child. But then it goes further to give us a little more insight, and I think this is where we have missed it. The verse goes on to give us a little more revelation and insight. It goes on to say, "Who have seen such a thing? Who have seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once?" Listen at this. "For as soon as Zion travail," or as soon as Israel is in travail. Think about it again. This is chapter 12, Revelation. The sun-clothed woman, she's in travail. She's about to deliver the man-child. But look what the latter part of the verse says. "For as soon as Zion," or as soon as Israel travailed, "she brought forth her children." This is plural. Now, she's delivered a man child, but she's brought forth her children. As I shared last week, I believe that the Bible says man child to give us reference to her children being all men, which would make them the 144,000. Again, we look at the 144,000. These men, they'll be all men, the Bible says. We're going to see that in the text again. They will be all men during the time of tribulation. None of them will be a woman. God's going to use them for a season there. But the Bible said that the 144,000, they will be sealed by God. God will dispatch an angel from heaven who will seal them in their foreheads. The scripture says that they will be sealed in their foreheads so none of the judgments of the great tribulation can touch them. And the scripture goes on to say that they will be all men. And again, we're going to see that. So what I want to do to help clarify even further, I'm going to take you through the steps again. I say the steps. I'm going to take you through the verses and show you the 144,000. I'm going to show you them on earth. I'm going to show them being raptured, I believe, at the as the man-child going to heaven. And then I'm going to show you them in heaven. And again, as we see that, I think it's going to really give us a little more understanding. And again, I got to say it. Please don't get tired of me saying this. Dispensation, a period of time. We got to keep it in the context of the Great Tribulation. This event is happening at the time of the Great Tribulation. So I'm going to go back now to Revelation chapter 7. And in chapter 7 is where we first find the 144,000 being mentioned, because here God will dispatch an angel that will literally seal the 144,000. We covered this dealing with chapter 7, but I think it needs to be brought out now as we make our case here. Revelation 7, verse number 4, John wrote, "And I heard a number of them which were sealed, and there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Verse 7. Of the tribe of Simeon was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Verse 8. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. So here, chapter 7, Revelation, we find the 144,000 on earth being sealed by God. They're on earth. They're being sealed by God. God's going to dispatch an angel who will put an exclusive mark on their forehead. And again, these are only Jews. Now, I got to say this as I touch the 144,000. This is not the Jehovah's Witness. Don't let them tell you that. They are not the 144,000, especially if they're Gentiles, because these are all Jews. We saw here again that this is all the tribe of Israel. And again, they will be sealed. Now, we're progressing on. I'm going to take you back to chapter 12 again, verses 4 and 5. I'm going to read the text again, and I'm going to show you again that I believe that this is the man-child, the 144,000 in the tribulation being taken up. So again, chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, John wrote, "And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." So Israel is about to bring forth a child. And the Bible says here that the devil, this great red dragon, he was there ready to seize upon her children. Again, the sun-clothed woman here is the nation of Israel. She's given birth to her children, this man-child, which is the children of Israel. But it's a certain group of children that I want to talk about here. She's given birth to her child. It says here, "For the devil's there to devour her child as soon as it is born." It says, "And she brought forth a man-child who," listen to this, "who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. For her child was caught up to God and to the throne," it says here, "and the woman fled into the wilderness." Now, I want to stop there because I'm going to come back to that part. Here again is key. She brought forth a man-child, I believe, representing the 144,000. Here in the middle of the great tribulation, these 144,000, her child, her man-child, representing all men, Jewish men, they would be caught up in the middle of the great tribulation, and they will be caught up to the throne of God. Now, as I shared earlier, in chapter 7, we first find the 144,000 mentioned, and they are sealed in the Great Tribulation period on planet Earth. Now, here in chapter 12, represented as the man-child, the 144,000 will be caught up from the earth to heaven. They'll be caught up to the throne of God. They're actually raptured, or they're actually taken up to the throne of God. Once the 144,000 or the man-child is taken up, the Bible says that the woman or Israel, she will flee into the wilderness. Now, we're going to cover that too, because we're going to believe that there's going to be a remnant of the house of Israel that are not a part of the 144,000 who will literally come under the oppression of Antichrist. This is at the midpoint when Antichrist is going to break his covenant, and the Bible tells us he's going to go after them with a vengeance to destroy them. He's going to try to destroy the nation of Israel. And the Bible says here, the woman, she fled into the wilderness, listen at this, where she have a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, or 1,260 days, or 3.5 years. Now again, keeping in context, this is the nation of Israel in travail. She just delivered her man-child, I believe the 144,000. They are caught up to the throne, but there's a remnant. There are other remnants of the children of Israel that are left behind that this red dragon is going to go after her, after them. But what's going to happen? The Bible tells us clearly that God is going to protect them. Remember, I talked last week about the passage in Matthew chapter 24 where Jesus said, when you see the abomination that make desolation, when you see that thing, it desecrates the Jewish altars, he told his Jewish brethren to flee into the wilderness. Well, this is tied to this latter part of this verse here, because the Bible says here that she will flee into the wilderness where she have a place prepared for her by God. Now, as we go further in the study, I'm going to talk about that place. I believe that this place that God had prepared for the nation of Israel will be a place called Petra. I'm going to share with you why I believe Petra is that place that God will supernaturally protect Israel there. We're going to see some amazing things there, because the scripture actually talks about it. We're going to see here, but God's going to protect Israel there. So it follows here that this man-child is delivered, but the remnant of Israel will flee into the wilderness for the latter half of the Great Tribulation. Now, getting back to the man-child here is caught up. I believe the man-child here represents the 144,000 in heaven. So, let's go now to Revelation chapter 14. And I think this is where we have overlooked what has happened. John now sees the 144,000. Where? He sees them in heaven. How did they get there? It had to have been when they were caught up as the man-child. Israel's offspring was delivered. She gave birth to this man-child, the 144,000. And the Bible says, as soon as they was born, they were caught up. The devil was there. The dragon was there to devour them. But you know, the devil couldn't touch them. The Antichrist couldn't touch them. Why? Because they were sealed in their forehead with Father God's name written in their head. Now, let's go back to the text. I love this. Revelation 14, verse number 1. Look what John wrote. He said, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, listen at this, having his father's name written in their foreheads." Now, we have the 144,000 now pictured in heaven with who? With the Lamb. They are there in heaven with Jesus. I'm going to read the text again. "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead." So these 144,000, we talked about in the past, they will have Father God's name written in their forehead. This would be the seal of God. This would be the seal of protection for the 144,000 during the tribulation, so the Antichrist can't touch them, and the great red dragon, the devil. Now, let's move on to verse number 2. John wrote, "And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice," listen at this, "of harpers harping with their harps." Now, John, he sees the 144,000 in heaven with Jesus. Now, he also sees them with harps. and they're playing harps in heaven. This is the 144,000. They're in heaven, not on earth. They're in heaven at this time, playing their harps in heaven. This is amazing. Again, how did they get there? They had to have been raptured. They had to have been taken up.
We'll continue our series going through the book of Revelation with Donald Perkins on future programs. Donald Perkins' series, Understanding the Book of Revelation, is now available. This 24 DVD set contains all 71 lessons going verse by verse studying through the book of Revelation. Order Understanding the Book of Revelation by Donald Perkins today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order over on our website, swrc.com. Really, friends, this study is an excellent resource for churches, Sunday school classes, small group studies, and homeschool Bible classes. 71 lessons on 24 DVDs. Understanding the Book of Revelation. 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry is here, ready to answer an important question that's confusing many Christians today. Pastor Larry, are there lost tribes of Israel?
There are a number of ways to divest the people of Israel of the place God has given them in His plan of redemption. One of the ways is through replacement theology, the view that Israel has now been replaced by the church and no longer has a place in the plan of God. But there is another way, and that is the theory of the 10 lost tribes. Various groups of people, ranging from the British to Native Americans and various other widely scattered groups of people, have been viewed as being the true Hebrew descendants to whom belong the covenant promises of God. The most popular view of the Lost Tribes theory is known as British Israelism. Its basic premise is that the 10 tribes captured by the Assyrians are, in reality, the Scythians, who surged westward through northern Europe and eventually became the ancestors of the Saxons who invaded England. Hence, the Anglo-Saxons are the Israel of the Bible, the elect of God, according to British Israelism. According to this theory, the Jews living in Israel at the present time are from the tribe of Judah, who are under a divine curse because they murdered the Lord Jesus Christ. As proof of their views, British Israelism maintains that the so-called lost tribes left landmarks on their trek through Europe. The Dan and Danube rivers, as well as the city of Danzig and the country of Denmark, provide supporting evidence for this theory. Several fringe groups have found British Israelism attractive. One group is the white supremacy group, often labeled as the Christian Identity Movement. Also, the worldwide anti-Zionist movement claims that Zionism has satanic roots and also favors British Israelism. It seeks to prove the supremacy of whites over dark-skinned people. Now, there are several consequences that follow for those who support British Israelism. First, it brings people under the yoke of bondage. If America is the true Israel, then American Israelites must observe all Mosaic legislation. And of course, in that group, there is a lot of legalism. Secondly, it elevates Anglo-Saxons above all other ethnicities. America and its Anglo-Saxon population now become superior over all other racial and linguistic groups. Thirdly, British Israelism robs Israel of God's promises. The words of Romans 11:26 now come to mean, "There shall come out of England the Redeemer, and shall turn away ungodliness from the United States." Fourthly, British Israelism hates premillennial dispensationalism and views it as satanic. Allegedly, prophetic ministries like Southwest Radio Church have no biblical validity. The best refutation of British Israelism is the New Testament. In James 1:1, the author of this letter identifies himself and the recipients of his letter in this way, quote, "James, a servant of Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad," close quotes. The tribes were scattered, but there is no indication that any have been lost. In New Testament times, the 12 tribes were considered both a present entity and a future people. In Matthew 19:28, Jesus said, Ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Close quotes. Likewise, in his defense, the Apostle Paul said, And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise are 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. That's from Acts 26, verses 6 and 7. We must carefully note that the blindness that the apostle ascribes to Israel during this present period of the Gentiles is not a blindness that affects only Judah. Quote, For I would not, brethren, Paul writes in Romans 11, 25 and 26, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. No one is missing and no one is lost. Significantly, the Bible recognizes only three classes of people. Quote, Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the Church of God. That's from 1 Corinthians 10:32. British Israelism, quite contrary to Scripture, recognizes a fourth, the descendants of the so-called lost tribes. There is a rising tide of confusion over Israel in many circles at the present time. It is even becoming evident in fringe groups and their leaders who cite Scripture to support their views. But God has still not changed his mind about Israel, even Israel in unbelief. Jeremiah 32:40 voices God's attitude toward his covenant people, quote, And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Close quotes.
To enhance and grow your understanding of Revelation, I have several resources I want to tell you about today. First, the book, No Uncertain Future, a study guide commentary of Revelation by Dr. Larry Spargimino. The DVD, Revealing Revelation by J.R. Church, and Noah Hutchings' classic book, Revelation for Today. All three of these resources are available right now when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. No Uncertain Future, Revealing Revelation, and Revelation for Today. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Josh Davis will reveal the latest headlines from the end times. So be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.